Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a pain-free Friday for Rose Dolan. I'm in a Sunday mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic. Some kind of fashion check out. Up should do better. Oh, my friend, they come around. Fudge a party. Up. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench with a bad seat, a broken hand, a bad apple, a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibe. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227. I've reached my singing limit for the show. It's a one-minute limit here at the Vatican. I negotiated that in my deal. They had me at the start of the negotiation. It was 10 seconds. I stretched it out to a minute. Mafia knows I went to the well on that one. I was like, look. You gotta give me at least a minute. it really didn't happen that way. It just sounds good, doesn't it? But believe me, it did. What was it, Mafia? It was more about the callers and the guests than it was about my singing. Mafia not getting involved. Mafia with a one-word answer, knowing that he will not be implicated in this conversation due to jeopardizing his career status.
I have one of those?
A career? Last time I checked. Coming up in 12 minutes, Mike Williams, golf host on JFK in D.C. He comes on here and talks golf. I go on his show and talk golf. It's crazy. 40 past this hour. Very hour. Andy Baskin, our good friend from Channel 5 in Cleveland, and The Fan, 92.3, to talk about Kyrie Whiny Irving, diva boy, who has reportedly asked for a trade out of Cleveland to find a bigger role, if you will. It is rumored that his preferred destinations are the Spurs, Heat, T-Wolves, and the Knicks, for Christ's sakes. He's from Jersey, so he's from Tom's River. He grew up next door neighbors to Todd Frazier.
But he's going to be traded for by the Knicks and was a Nets fan.
He never liked Paul O'Neill, though. Thank you. Do you believe the Cavs will move him if he really does want the Knicks? Should they do whatever it takes to land him and potentially change the franchise? Here's the deal. Melo for Kyrie right now. Boom, done tonight. What's the problem, Carver High? Come on.
Cavs would be so dumb to do that. Ugh. A broken down old Melo for Kyrie Irving? I mean, come on.
What makes you think he's broken down?
He's finished, dude. You watch that guy play. He is cooked.
You're crazy.
And this guy, Kyrie Irving.
He's not cooked. He's still got three good years.
This
Easy.
Guy, Kyrie Irving.
He plays on the Knicks. That's why he sucks. He still drops 22 a game. No questions asked.
You talk about the ultimate I'm all about myself move, and I don't care about winning. This is it right here.
Right.
This dude's on the Cavs with LeBron. He's been in the finals the last couple years. He's booked to go there again if he stays
three
there.
3 years in a row. But what did he not play in one of them?
Right, but still, he's on the best team in the East. He's on one of the only two teams that have a chance to win an NBA
and
title.
And he's unsatisfied.
And he wants to be the hero. He wants to go somewhere where it's his face on the billboard. He doesn't give a nothing about winning.
I think he meant to say crap.
I was going to say something else, but I stopped myself.
Shaq?
Yes.
Which, by the way, last year, LeBron James attempted 18.2 field goals per game. Kyrie attempted 19.7. So you want to go somewhere you're more the focal point, that you're the star. You're still the one shooting the ball the most.
So he's shooting 19 times a game. Mavi, I shot
almost 20.
I shot 12 and 14 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Fuego gave me Shaq for it. What do you think? He said I shoot too much. Meanwhile, where was he?
His shooting percentage isn't any better when he's playing.
Where was he? Down the shore, right?
Yep.
Hanging out with Todd Frazier. Jerry Hinnan will join us at 11. I have no idea what he does, but he does talk college football and soccer, and he's awesome. I think he's got 7 children. I have no idea. Very busy. One of my favorites, though, all time on the bench, Hinnan. Love that guy. In fact, we'll have him on college football, right? Like, he's just automatic, this guy talking college football. I don't think he has a gambling problem like we do, but he loves watching college football.
There's always a chance to get him started on it. So, and me and him root for the same Premier League team. So how about that?
That's right, Huddersfield Town. And then we could get him hooked on PharrellOnABench.com like everybody else. NFL owners are reportedly pressuring Roger Goodell to suspend Ezekiel Elliott. Would it be surprised to not see him suspended at this point? The Texas Rangers have become sellers at the deadline and are looking at you Darvish trade packages prior to the deadline in 10 days. Darvish is a free agent at the end of the year. Would Darvish immediately become the most coveted arm available at the deadline? Jordan Spieth continues to lead after round 2 of the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, sitting at -6 following a day where the weather played a huge role. Spieth is 2 shots ahead of Cooch. Matt Kuchar, and 3 ahead of Ian Poulter and Brooks Koepka. Will Spieth continue his great play through the weekend? So Williams, Baskin, Hinnan, all on the bench tonight. And we're going to talk golf. That's automatic. Most wins before the age of 24 since 1983. Tiger Woods, 15. Jordan Spieth, 10. Rory, 6. Justin Thomas, 4. Phil Mickelson, 4. Phil did not make the cut, by the way. Is that the beginning of the end for Phil Mickelson? Do you see him winning more majors?
No.
Henrik Stenson was robbed while he was at the Open. So his pad at the Open Championship, where he's staying with his family, they were at the golf course. He was getting fleeced. Culprits knew his identity, targeted the residence. Of course, it was not the afternoon, evening that we wanted to get the news. I was still out there getting a physio treatment, and it was kind of surreal to find out that my suitcase and all my clothes are gone. I still had dirty laundry in another bag, so I managed to wash some of that. Boss provided the other stuff. Yeah, we can keep on going, obviously. It's not happy news, is it? They missed my carry-on, so I still have my stuff. In addition to his golf, clothing, cash, and jewelry, all gone. If they're listening, they didn't get the full jackpot. It was anger from the word go. He's very angry about it, of course. There's nothing worse than being robbed. We'll talk Kyrie. Where do you think he's going to go? I want to hear from you tonight. Don't go soft on me tonight when I'm in here. I got better things to do. If you're not interested in talking about the biggest news of the day that we're giving you, then you're weak and feeble, and I don't even want to know you. Hugh Freeze is gone. Ole Miss is damaged. The Rebels are in big trouble down in Oxford. We'll talk about the best candidates to replace Freeze. Who's the guy now? Luck? Who's the guy doing it now? The interim guy? What happened here? Is it back on? The thing just, like, stopped working in the middle of the show? It, like, the thing fell out. Did you see it?
I did.
I heard a click, and I thought it was you smacking the mic. I didn't realize it was the plug pulling out.
I didn't actually touch it. At what point did it unclick?
While you were done with your thought.
Did I get Oliver Luck out?
Yes.
Bob Wolf decommits from Ole Miss after the Hughes Freeze, I guess his resignation, whatever you want to call it. It turns out he's never believed in hookers, so he wanted to transfer immediately. Anybody that has anything to do with prostitution, he doesn't want to be around it. Who is Matt Luke? It's not Oliver Luck, I'll tell you that much. We got big games coming up in college football. We're going to start gambling tonight heavily on the bench. It's very exciting. We'll talk Zeke, Dez Bryant, and David Irving. A no-show on the first day. The Cowboys vets are supposed to report. Dez was late. The other guy didn't show up at all. JPP says the Giants can go undefeated if they do one thing. Stop talking about going undefeated. How does that sound? Malik Jackson says he's confident the Jags will win the Super Bowl. I'm confident they'll win four games. Free agent Anquan Boldin will visit the Bills on Monday. Carver High with a shuffle off the Buffalo report tonight. Very excited. Seahawks move past the offseason drama, allegedly. Cowboys goal. Show some staying power. Rookie holdouts in the NFL. We'll talk Darvish. We'll talk Sonny Gray. We'll talk Yo Cespedes. Is it true he wants to finish his career in Oakland?
Said that tonight before the game.
Really wants to go back there?
Says he wants to play the last year. This is down the road. Wants to play his last year in Oakland.
Who's going to end up in Boston? Who's a World Series threat that's not in first place now? OJ placed in protective custody after his parole hearing. Boom, boom, boom. Canelo training in San Diego. Oscar says McGregor has no chance at all. The pay-per-view numbers for Bellator in New York City were terrible. The betting odds are dropping to under 4-1 for Notorious. UFC on Fox 25 this weekend. Chris Weidman is fighting. And then we've got the rundown for UFC 215. Are they really fighting again, Joshua and Klitschko? That was a great fight at Wembley Stadium. I'm all for it. Broner's fighting Mikey Garcia next Saturday on Pharrell's birthday. Next Friday, a birthday bash with Carver High turning 37. And Sean Spicer quits at the White House today. And I have a stacked lineup of hotties tonight on Snapchat. It's unbelievable. I got your whole weekend mapped out. With killer baseball snags at PharrellOnTheBench.com. St. Louis at Wrigley, Houston at Camden, Milwaukee and Philadelphia, Oakland's at City, Washington at Zona, Boston at Anaheim, Pittsburgh and Rado, Toronto, Cleveland, just to name a few. Get the best picks for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We got top shelf daily fantasy lineups that cash. Absolutely no one touches us in boxing or MMA. Get those MMA snags this weekend. The best results, the best price, PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Don't forget, pro and college football right around the corner doing push-ups. All I do is make people money, so sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Michael Williams is my buddy on JFK in D.C. He talks golf. Great guy, great golf host. I've been on his show. He's been on this show. He's back on the bench to talk about the Open Championship. And where we stand heading into the weekend. Mike, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing okay, but before we get started, can I get a double Michter's bourbon, like, neat?
I like that.
Friday night.
How terrific is that, that kind of call? That's almost as strong as the people that have been calling lately Carver High for Jefferson's bourbon. We got a lot of unique tastes on the mahogany. Carver High, do you like that call of Williams there for that bourbon?
Absolutely. It's good to see.
Very strong effort. Everything good with you, Mike?
Yeah, everything's good, man. I'm going to Ireland on Sunday, right after this Open Championship finishes. So, like, I'm getting in the mood by watching these guys struggle in this weather. It really gets you in the mood. Have you been watching? I mean, it's just...
Of course.
You get to know the difference between the Lynx-style golf, is what you had at the U.S. Open, and Aaron Hills.
Right.
It looks like Lynx golf. And here you have true Lynx golf, where the wind is blowing, it's howling, it's raining, you've got... The caddy's doing a magic act, trying to juggle an umbrella, a golf bag, a towel, an energy bar, and a water bottle, you know, and keep them all dry at the same time while their players are playing. The weather is really the story on course like Royal Birkdale. And the guys who are going to be at the top of the leaderboard are the guys who are going to keep it together with their game and mentally, you know, not let it get to them, just watching how other people are struggling.
You know, I'm sending my kids are going to Ireland this summer. I'm sending them over there because, you know, my mother-in-law is from Belfast. She's crazy. And she lived her whole life in Belfast. When I met her daughter and started dating her daughter, 34C, the first thing she said to me was, if you do anything to my daughter, I'm going to blow off your legs. And I was like, that's kick-ass. I go, that's the most kick-ass thing anyone's ever said to me. She goes, don't Pharrell with me. Trust me. You have no idea where I'm from. I'm like, and then I would find out later where she's from, and they mean business over there. But the golf there is phenomenal. I'm sending them over to London and to Belfast to experience something pretty cool this summer. And I'm hoping to go somewhere with my wife on a sexual rendezvous, but somewhere else. But we'll talk about that on another show, yours. Anyway, so what are you doing, going over there to golf?
Yeah, actually going over there to check out some golf courses in and around the Dublin area. A couple of well-known ones and a couple of the hidden gems, you know, the Irish tourism people like to ask me over and, you know, write about it. I do this column for golfwrx.com, which is the largest online golf community in the world. And I'm doing all the destination travel and stuff now for them. So they asked me over to take a look at it and write about it. So I got a bunch of hidden gems, quote unquote, you know, to look at first. But at the end of the week, I'm going to Waterville, which everybody knows. And we got Robert Trent Jones Jr. new course, which is right there near Waterville, which is Hogshead. So I'm really looking forward
Carver
to it.
Carver High, which one did you play?
I played Corbulus. It's on the East Coast, east of Dublin over there.
He played that course, and he tells the story on the air of the day he played that golf course. He drank 74 beers.
True story.
74 beers.
Yes.
What were they, like 4 ounce beers?
So do you think Jordan Spieth can close the deal out this weekend? Because he's, I mean, let's face it, he's kick ass. I mean, there's nothing he can say. He went out there today. I think he was he not the only guy in the top seven that went under?
He was the only guy in the top seven, and the top seven winner. Well, you had McIlroy also, who was two under.
Oh, all right.
He had a great round himself. And, you know, he finally looked like McIlroy again, you know, a little bit, because he's been playing horribly. I mean, I think he missed his last three cuts when he's played. He just hasn't been himself. And who knows what it is, equipment changes, you know, mental state, whatever it is. But he just hasn't been performing up to his potential. I like Jordan Spieth throughout the weekend. I think he's a guy who can go wire to wire. He's won major championships wire to wire. And like we were talking about before, he's a guy who's not going to let the weather get to him. He sits down and has like a battle plan like freaking General Marshall. You know, when he's walking into a golf course for a week, he knows exactly what to expect for every single hour during that week, weather-wise, what he's going to wear, what he's going to eat, the entire thing. And when you get to that level of preparation and you have that putting ability, it sort of helps you when you have, you know, the elements against you. And, you know, he had a shot at 15. He made an eagle on 15 today when he absolutely just necked, you know, a 3-wood. And the thing, you know, rolled 85 yards to within 20 feet and he drains the eagle putt. You know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. But, you know, if he's going to be both, then I think you're looking at your champion.
Have you noticed, like, this is, I love, as you know, this is my favorite major, bar none. It's real golf, the purest, simplest form of it. There's no convincing me otherwise. All these other ones are great. This one's better. It's brutal conditions, like you had mentioned earlier. Everything about it is nasty. Even all the drunks on the course sipping scotch, cussing. I love it. It's just fantastic. And the other thing I like is watching guys, the best players in the world, have bogeys like us. And just, I mean, bogeys are the norm out on this course. Like, even the leaders are having bogeys. Like, 3 and 4 around. It's insane how hard the golf course can be. All of the rotation. It doesn't matter which one they play on.
And Royal Birkdale is one of the hardest in the rotation. The last two times they played at Royal Birkdale, nobody finished under par. I mean, they just, you know, the leaders were all over par. So it's a difficult course in any case. You had the average score go from about 71 on the first day, which is 1 over, to 4 over on Friday. You know, your average score is 4 over par. It's just brutal. And I'm like you. I love it. I like watching these guys struggle. I like watching them just get psyched out by the elements and by each other. And that's why you tell a true champion, a guy who's not going to get psyched out. And I'm going to tell you, for real, what this thing does more than anything for me, it makes me, like, miss the hell out of Eldrick Woods, because you just realize how strong that guy was mentally. I mean, nothing faced him, not weather, not crowds, not death threats, nothing. For 10 years, he was freaking Superman. And you have so many guys now who can hit the shots that Tiger hit. That's one thing. But they can't do what he did mentally. They don't have that mental Kevlar that he had. They're not bulletproof like him. Almost anything actually like sets their, you know, their top spinning sideways. And I don't know about you, you know, I watch these guys and you can appreciate what they can do and Spieth and DJ, you know, just hits the ball like beyond the horizon. But Tiger just, you know, you just miss him in the major championships. You're waiting for somebody to do what he can do. And you know what? That guy ain't out there. It ain't going to be for a while.
How about that round? Michael Williams with us from JFK in D.C. How about that round Zach Johnson threw down today? I know he's 7 back of the leader, but, I mean, he went 4 under 66. That may have been the round of the day. He's done it before. Could he charge on Saturday like he did today?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, if you're looking at guys, other guys to look at for the weekend, Zach Johnson is definitely one. He's the guy actually who won at St. Andrews, I believe, to spoil the Jordan Spieth Grand Slam bid. He is extremely solid in these conditions. Excellent wedge player. Is not fazed by the weather. And by the way, that 66, I think, was like 9 shots better than the field. I mean, that was just could end up being the round of the week. If the conditions stay like they are right now, that score is just going to sort of levitate him towards the top of the field. So I really look for Zach Johnson to do well. And, you know, Fowler's first major and another guy who's looking for his first major. They're sitting back there at 2 over. You know, they could, you know, put together a hot streak, you know, find lightning in a bottle, you know, and Ricky finally close out that thing. I don't think it's necessarily the case. I don't really see him doing it, but you know, that's another guy to watch in there. But I really think Rory right now, if Rory really has found the solution in his putter, he's going to be very, very hard to beat over the weekend. And, you know, who wouldn't like to see a pairing or in the last 2 or 3 pairings, Jordan against Rory, you know, going head-to-head, you know, over that last 5 or 6 holes. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think it would be fantastic. And I'll say this. I think Fowler will win a major one day when we least expect it, just like Sergio won the Masters. No one saw it coming. Everyone always said he'd lose on Sunday, no matter what. He even said it, that he couldn't get it done. And then when you least expect it, it'll happen. It's not happening this week. It's not. He just, to me, he's too far back. His game is where it is. The 71-72, that's who he is right now on that course, in my opinion. Mike, have a great trip to Ireland. It's always fantastic having you on the bench. Safe travels. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Good talking to you again.
Aaron, go bra, brother. Aaron, go bra.
My man, Michael Williams in D.C. on JFK.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. It's time to ask the pros where you get to ask me a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros, or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Listen, in the last hour, I pick yours. We'll overnight you to your home. You'll get it first thing in the morning tomorrow on a Saturday, no less. A case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust, like BrakePest and Wagner Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. The Freak is back on. My good friend Andy Baskin on the Fan in Cleveland. And, of course, the great Channel 5. By the way, the Marte Parte has just played it another run for the Buccos, up 8-3 on the Rockies, going for their 6th straight tonight. McCutchen drives them in. The Buccos are hot. Raise the Jolly Rogers, son. Anyway, I get excited watching my Pirates since they suck and they're finally winning. I'm excited. I talked to TR today, my dad, and he's been going. He went to all of the games in the Milwaukee sweep. And I went on in Milwaukee this week, and I said that Jimmy Nelson would beat the Pirates on that last game, and that didn't happen either. Swing and a miss.
It is beautiful.
There's TR. How you doing there, Mr. Baskin?
What is up? Hey, thank you for that box of nothing you sent me last time. I really appreciate that.
I'm glad. Awesome. You know, a lot of people love getting that in the mail. It's just wonderful. Mafia, you saw today in my driveway I had like 50 cases of nothing sitting there.
Nothing unlike it.
So, Andy, your boy... Kyrie Diva Irving. Like, I never thought I'd see the day when that guy started crying that he wants out. Is it really true that, I mean, it sounds like he hates LeBron James.
Weird, isn't it? I think that's the weirdest part of the whole story, that, you know, people have been talking about LeBron leaving, and to me it just sounds like Kyrie's done with him. Kyrie doesn't want to play with him. And I don't know if you caught it or not, there's a pretty good story tonight on AmicoHoops.net. Sam Amico's the guy that wrote it. There's a blurb in there about Dredrick Irving saying that he was kind of negative about LeBron and thought that Kyrie should have been the number one option for the Cavs. I read that tonight. You know, I've heard some rumblings about all that stuff, but I've never seen anybody print it. Sam Amico printed that tonight. Dredrick thought his son should be the number one option on the team. So here we go in Cleveland again. Another big story.
You know, and then they're starting, I'm sure, Kevin Durant's mom is going to start doing press tours soon, that her son's the only one that should get any burn. I'm sick of hearing from LeVar Ball and now Kyrie Irving's father. I didn't even know he had a father. So let me ask you this. The guy chucks 20 shots a game as it is. What's his problem?
He wants 30 shots a game. And just listening to what everyone else has been saying tonight about it, I'm blown away by the fact that there's a guy out there that's saying he doesn't want to play with LeBron. We know how much power LeBron has in the league. And now Kyrie Irving is saying, I don't want to play with him. And he's also saying it now after all these things have happened in free agency. And, you know, I tell you what, if you wanted to get LeBron with one of his guys, Chris Paul would have been a nice addition to this team earlier in the free agency period, in the trade period. So a lot of it's mind-boggling. Now I want to see what the Cavaliers do. I really want to see how LeBron acts this. Maybe LeBron was thinking about leaving, and this may have aggravated him enough to say, get me my boys here. We'll stick it out. I've got another year option on this thing on the back end. Maybe we'll make something happen in Cleveland. Or maybe Kyrie's trying to bolt before LeBron.
Did he say mind-boggling?
Mind-boggling, yeah. Isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
So let me ask you. I love Baskin. I want him to play for the Knicks. Screw everybody else. We'll give you Melo right now, tonight. Let's do this.
Get me Porzingis, too. You got it. Done deal.
That's not happening. Melo for Irving, straight up. He'll give you 22 a clip, and he's a veteran, and he doesn't cry to his mommy and his daddy. And his wife does porno on Stars on Power every Sunday night at 9. It's incredible.
Ooh, wait a minute. That might have been the tip of the iceberg. No, I still want Porzingis.
You're not getting him, but we'll do Melo for this guy. I mean, he wants out. He's not going to play for you. You got to do something. I mean, they're not going to keep that guy around, are they? And he'll be miserable. It'll only get worse.
Well, let's see what if LeBron wants him to stay. Can you imagine what LeBron thought when he heard that today? When he heard that, he said, I don't want to play alongside LeBron James anymore. I wonder how much steam was coming. LeBron doesn't normally hear the word no very much in his life, does he?
He said he was blindsided. He said he was blindsided and disappointed. I think he knows. You know as well. Let's get down to this. You know he's going to leave there too after next year, so he doesn't care who he plays with this year. I've had people asking me on this show and on other shows this week. I did a Westwood One tour of affiliates, and everyone was asking, is he going to go to the Lakers? And I said that I think he wants to be around Magic Johnson to learn how to be a billionaire and learn how to be an owner and learn how to own a lot of businesses and be successful like Magic is as an entrepreneur, which is exactly what Magic is. He's got his hands on everything, you know, banks, movie theaters, restaurants, you name it, real estate out the yin, and, you know, baseball teams that are in first place, NBA franchise. I think he wants to be around him. I really do. And I don't put it past him going there at all. And all the other teams I hear him going to, I just don't believe it.
Well, let me say this. You know I love you, and I respect everything you say. But I think Magic Johnson and LeBron James on the same bill will never work.
Why
Magic
is that?
Because Magic needs to be the face of the franchise. And LeBron's going to walk in there. And LeBron, look, there's one thing we know about LeBron. He loves being the center of attention. 100%. Is Magic Johnson going to play second fiddle to a guy who's saying, we need this guy, we need this guy, we need this guy, you need to get me more help? I don't see.
He's already playing second fiddle. He's already playing second fiddle to Lonzo Ball right now and his daddy.
Come on.
He is.
I mean, Lonzo's talking crazy. I just don't see LeBron doing that. Also, I just can't see LeBron wanting to leave the East. I can't. Why would you want to do that to yourself? You've got this clear path to the NBA Finals year after year. I know he's got a house over there, but I also know he's got a gym named after him in a high school that he loves and that his kids are eventually going to play in that high school.
So you think he's staying? You think he's staying?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I won't guarantee he's staying. But I do think LeBron loves the center of attention. What are we talking about?
I think you should guarantee it right now on the bench, Baskin. Just guarantee it right now. What the hell do you have to lose? Yeah, you personally guarantee staying, and you also guarantee that Kyrie's coming to the Knicks for Melo. Guarantee it right now.
And Porzingis.
The zinger. So, but he said he wants to be like a bigger role. Like if he went to San Antonio, the only team that he would have a bigger role on, it's simple, is the Heat and the Knicks. That's it. Those other teams, I guess Chicago, he would have a bigger role because Dwayne Wade's got 24 million reasons to let him chuck the ball 20 times a game. Do you think Dwayne Wade wants him to chuck 25 shots a game? Like, I chucked 14 in a game the other night in my league, and I've never heard the end of it since. I got people sending me death threats, hate mail, trying to sleep with my wife, everything. Because usually I shoot about 10 shots a game, but I went Chuck City and started flying. I threw 26 threes up in 2 days.
Was that against the lawyers or the accountants?
It was against young, fast felons and inner-city outdoor cement ball players that will just soon shank you than say hi to you.
I'll pass. I was going to come watch your next game. Now I'm out.
Listen, you can watch our games on Facebook Live on / Pharrell on a Bench on Facebook. They're awesome. Hey, let me ask you, though. How much of a buzz is it created in Cleveland tonight, and do you think this is going to happen?
It's a bomb. I think that, you know, look, if they wanted this team to change and get better, they now have an option to do it. And Dan Gilbert doesn't look like the bad guy now for trading one of the big three. So he's got an out. Kyrie on the open market, I mean, tell me how many teams don't need Kyrie Irving. That's the next question. And you might be willing to switch out whoever your point guard is right now, too, to bring him in. So I think this helped Dan Gilbert. I'll be honest with you. It doesn't make Dan look like such a bad guy right now.
Do you think – I have 1 minute, respectfully. I got 1 minute. Do you think that's obviously Rose – just so you know, I always say buyer beware with Derrick Rose. He doesn't show up for games because he wants to go visit his mommy and doesn't tell anyone. He lets people down, and he's constantly missing games, and he's not the player he was when he played in Chicago. Is that what you really want in Cleveland?
I wanted him as a sixth man with Kyrie Irving on the here, so he could come in and give LeBron and Kyrie and those guys a spell.
No, that's your point guard now.
Starter. Yeah, that's a problem.
Hey, you're the best. I love you, man. Have a great weekend. I always enjoy having you on the bench.
You got it. Next time we'll figure out if Sean Kaiser's the man. How's that sound?
The next time we'll definitely talk Browns when I have more time, but they have so many guests on my show tonight. I'm under a litany of pressure.
All right, go before the PD starts yelling at you. See you later.
When doesn't that happen? All right, there he is, Andy Baskin in Cleveland. We're going to talk more about this tonight with your boy Mafia and Carver High. Carver High, since this went down, has had unlimited cringe face.
A lot.
Very upset. Huddersfield Town, less than a month. Remember that. Vegas, less than a month. Remember that, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.